Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The score! Scoreboard update.
Just past 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bears resting today after a big win on Monday night against the Chargers. Lamar Houston showing up for the Bears defense in a big way very late. Back-to-back sacks sealing the win.
Yeah, just trying to get a beat on Phillip Rivers. Cadence without getting the opportunity here first to Just once I got it down, I figured out.
No practice today. They will get back to work and start getting ready for the St. Louis Rams this weekend. Some more NFL news. Coming off the biggest win of the season for the Colts, bad news today with Andrew Luck being out 2 to 6 weeks because of a lacerated kidney. And the war of words, the Teddy Bridgewater hit continues on, and Rodney Harrison responding to Jeff Fisher's comments.
The one thing about it, if I'm such a dirty player, okay, don't worry about the AFC Championship games and the Super Bowls and all other stuff. But if I'm such a dirty player, one thing I would know, right, is a cheap shot. One thing I would know is a cheap shot. And that's what it was. That's the bottom line. Zimmer thought it was a cheap shot. I thought it was a cheap shot. And trust me, a whole lot of people around the league thought it was a cheap shot.
Former Patriot defending his comments this morning with Spiegel and Goff this morning. And you can check out the entire interview online at 670thescore.com. Bulls practicing today after getting a nice and easy win in Philly last night. They won't play until Friday. Blackhawks also practicing today with Duncan Keith cleared for contact. He might be back as soon as this weekend. And the U.S. Soccer Federation is recommending a ban on headers for players under the age of 10 in order to reduce the risk of concussions. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And shop Meijer for red-hot deals on your Thanksgiving spread. Get 50% off your turkey after you spend $20 on your total purchase. And trust your turkey to McCormick with a wide variety of herbs and spices. See ad for details. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour, Boys and Boys, brought to you by Web4. Visit Web4.com today.
Go Bears!
Bears Tuesday.
Bears come from behind, take the first lead of the game in the fourth quarter, and the Bears win just their third game of the year, 22-19.
Breaking down yesterday's game.
Jay rebounded, obviously didn't go in the first half quite like we wanted it.
Butler lost the ball. Chargers have taken the ball away.
Butler going that way. Durant's got the interception. Touchdown, San Diego!
I think it just says a lot about the guy and how he responded in the second half. And then what we've been seeing as coaches for most of the season, and excited for the guy because he's done a great job.
We got to figure out how to win the fourth quarter. We've lost games in the fourth quarter. We've won a few in the fourth quarter. So that's what the NFL's about. You got to play your best in the fourth quarter, and that's kind of what we've been harping on, what Coach Fox has been talking about.
Jay steps up, throws. Oh! The catch into the end zone. Zach Miller, touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
What a catch. Pepper threw a fastball down the seam. I have no idea how Miller caught that ball with one hand.
Cutler fired a BB, and it's 20-19. Bears here in the fourth.
Taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys. Let's go Bears.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a Bears fan.
Well, what happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Tuesday.
Qualcomm Stadium used to be the Murph.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Anything to play that.
I knew it.
I don't care what
that.
It is.
I knew
any
it.
Excuse.
I knew it as soon as it any, was said. Yep. I my first thought was that was coming.
Boers and Bernstein talking to you 312-644-6767. It's a Bears Tuesday. A win. Their third of the season. They found some things that would appear to me that the rookie class pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you keep doing that, you'll be okay in life. That's my it's my outlook on life. I don't know. I don't know about the first guy. I just don't know. I haven't seen him. I can't really draw any conclusions about him whatsoever.
Nor do you need to.
No need to at this point. But yeah, you win, and now you know that here's the problem though.
Yes.
Here's a problem.
What's the problem?
At St. Louis.
You think that's a problem?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, mercy. That's a real ass defense. Yeah,
well,
that's
a just, problem. You got to stop that guy running the ball.
Yeah, that's a real problem. Really yeah, that's a real problem, too, for the Bears. So, yes, I think there's a...
These inside linebackers against him is not something I'm excited to see.
I think Hill's coming to breakfast.
That front four, you talk about your mic point and your protections and everything. Yeah. You've got to make sure that Aaron Donald doesn't come in and start taking bites out of your neck.
Yep.
Sam in Evanston is on the score.
Hey. I want to know what you guys take, or better yet, can you just explain the situation of the three teams, I believe it's the Raiders, Chargers, and Rams, moving to Los Angeles? I mean, is it one of those deals where only one of them is going to get to do it, or are they seriously going to have two or three teams in Los Angeles?
Two of those three.
Two of those three are going to be in L.A., and it's clear that the people in San Diego believe it. If they believe it, then I do.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where it stood, Sam. I wasn't really sure where it stood. But yeah, clearly San Diego people have given up.
A little bit of breaking Bears news here. Teo Fabaluje of the Bears has been suspended without pay for the team's next four games for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. This is a statement by the NFL. Fabaluje's suspension begins immediately. He will be eligible to return to the Bears' active roster on Monday, December 7th, a day that will live in infamy, following the team's December 6th game.
Look at this guy go. Okay.
Well, it is, right? Is that Pearl Harbor Day?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So he'll come back after the game against the San Francisco 49ers, and that's the game that we have circled because we are hopeful that is going to bring us somehow closer in spirit to our guy Jim Tomsula.
That's their fourth win.
You think?
Oh, God, yeah, they'll beat the Niners. Come on.
Hey, you saw it didn't take long. As right after the show, Jim Tomsula announced that Blaine Gabbert indeed was going to be his starter. Okay. You can't turn your back on Blaine Gabbert.
Okay. That's your fourth win.
Okay.
I don't. The Rams thing is very difficult. And now the hornet's nest has been stirred up by all of this. And you know what it is? It's really very simple. It's like the entire defensive line of first round picks. They're all standing there waiting for you. And I mean, they are very, very difficult. If you watch any of the Minnesota game, very, very difficult, and also will knock your block off for you. And I just don't. I just don't think the Bears can cope with that. I don't.
And the White Sox have made official Ricky Renteria is their new bench coach. And they have replaced Harold Baines as assistant hitting coach. They've hired Greg Sparks to help
Todd Spears.
And Greg Sparks.
Greg Sparks. Okay.
He's Greg Sparks. Need you hear more?
No, I think I'm probably good. If it's Greg Sparks, I'm happy. And Ricky Renteria, thank God. Everybody in this town wanted him back, remember?
Yes.
How can you get rid
of Ricky Renteria? Yeah.
Now he's back.
This guy Madden, what's he ever won? They screwed over Rick Renteria. Cubs don't know what they're doing. I don't get it. Boy, you should see Wrigley Field right now, man. You talk about absolutely torn up. It is, you know, you drive by there. They're doing work. There is a lot.
Locker rooms, right? You actually have real locker rooms.
Well, is that this phase? Because they got to go under. Yes, that's like under left field and all that. Mm-hmm. There's still some cosmetic stuff going on. But streets blocked off and just there's metal slamming everywhere. It's quite something.
A lot of talk. I saw today in both papers about the White Sox and Cubs, have a willingness to visit each other on things.
Well, the White Sox just pick up players the Cubs don't want. Mike Olt?
I don't want Mike Olt. Mike Olt? I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about somebody that's decent if you want.
Well, what was it? Did Bruce Levine float the Quintana for Baez?
Yeah. Quintana for Baez.
All right. Does that get the White Sox closer to winning a World Series? I understand how it helps the Cubs.
It helps the Cubs. It would. Yeah. You trot him out as your third guy, and it's not the disaster. It's not with him. I mean, it isn't like he's not necessarily going to nail you down for 7 or 8 innings, but you're not going to hit him very far very hard. That's what this guy does.
Steady.
Yep. He's a steady, steady pitcher who absolutely, I don't know how he's done it. He wasn't much of a prospect. He was buried in the Yankee system. I mean, I think he's a terrific story. But if I can, look, I can have a shortstop. I can have a shortstop.
Well, he certainly can do that. And you look at a guy who would play every day for you, and you know there are things he can do, that Baez, the power is spectacular, the fielding is great, he's a good base runner, the only thing he has a problem with is contact.
Then he's on the right team. He's in the right place. Look around the locker room, there's plenty of it going on. I mean, I think there's a, I think, I don't know if you really want to do that, but I don't want, Ramirez back? I don't care about him. What do I want him back for? I had enough.
That's enough.
Enough.
It's a nice little run.
And go away now. Here.
Nice find for them.
Yep. Go away. And yeah, I if I'm them, right here, right now in town, I'm going to make sure I'm going to check their pulse on Quintana.
An answer to our NBA question, where Scott has cracked open an old NBA database to see three teams starting 0-6. Well, we got two that are 0-7. It's a minimum of 0-6 here. He says 82-83. Houston, the Knicks, and San Diego. as we were just talking about the San Diego Clippers. In 88, 89, Miami, Indiana, and Sacramento. 90, 91, Denver, Orlando, and Sacramento. 2004, 2005, Golden State, New Orleans, and Boo.
The mighty, mighty Boo.
Not so
Golden
much.
State, huh?
Jerry downtown, you're on the score.
Yes, taking old guys from the Cubs. You ever heard of a team, the Kansas City Royals, using a guy named Dale Swain, who used to be the manager of the Cubs?
Yeah.
And they say they're the best hitting team in baseball. Dale Swain must have done something for them. Mm. He probably learned from the Cubs. What you guys think? Or Milwaukee?
No.
Which one?
No, I don't think so, Jerry.
Not at all.
No. Say hi to the pacemakers. I don't think so. You know, I'm not knocking Dale Swain. I think I don't think that is really there's not much there where I say. But and you might recall they went 7 games in the World Series last year, and they can hit, and they've been able to hit for a long time now. It's not like, oh man, they've turned the corner now. No, they've been able to hit for a while now. The slowest of the slow was Moustakas, if you recall. The rest of them, Hosmer and those guys, adopted pretty quickly. Lorenzo Cain, who I think was traded for, right? He was a Brewer and part of the Greinke deal?
Yes.
Lorenzo Cain? But, I mean, all of this, and that catcher,
was Escobar that guy?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it was Escobar. Yeah, it's a good trade.
That was Escobar.
It's a good trade because you couldn't hold on to Greinke either. Nobody can hold on to him. Dodgers are going to pay him a fortune to stay. I look at them and Salvador Perez, who I love. Look, he might have done some stuff, but I don't think it elevates him in the world of baseball. I mean, how many hitting coaches do you know today that have really distinguished themselves to where people are saying, oh, my God.
Don't forget. Have you ever the stupidity in this town over Rudy Jaramillo?
I do. We talked to him.
Yeah, and you know, my feeling is, and I've been very clear about this, that every hitting coach is going to help some guys, and some guys are going to get nothing out of it. Most guys are their own hitting coach.
Yes.
And right now, if you spun a wheel and reassigned every MLB hitting coach to another team,
mm-hmm.
there would be some guys helped and some guys would regress just because of hearing certain things from a certain guy, and the net effect of it would be zero.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely zero.
I don't think either one of us are saying there isn't a chance that a guy really, really clicks with somebody, relates to him, something good happened with a guy.
But it's a personal thing. It's like a golfer and a swing coach.
Yeah.
You can't have one guy affect an entire Major League Baseball team.
No.
He'll hit it off with some guys. He won't, no pun intended, anyway, we won't hit it off with others. But it's very, very specific and individualized. And there is absolutely nothing ever in the history of baseball, metrically or other, outside of typical old school anecdotal stuff, to suggest that anybody can make a difference over a period of time to an entire team. It's just it's voodoo that people like to think because they're romantics about such things, or they like to hear what players say about it, when usually what the players say about it doesn't stand up to scrutiny either and ends up being wrong. We're Boers and Bernstein. It is a Bears Tuesday, even though we usually do Bears Mondays.
Yeah, whereas Bears Monday, we couldn't do it.
So if you're just tuning us in and say, hey, why aren't they talking about the Bears? They won that game.
We are
indeed. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Something big, something legendary, something blue is coming to the score. Listen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to the Mully and Hanley Show for one of the biggest score announcements ever made.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Wes Welker's back in the NFL. The Rams have signed the wide receiver, and the team with the league's worst passing game gets a guy with nearly 900 receptions. He might be the best slot receiver ever, so it's exciting to have him back. Exciting and scary, because while he's put up some huge numbers between the lines, consider the ones between his ears. 6 diagnosed concussions, 3 in a 9-month span, and according to Bleacher Report's Mike Freeman, it may be as many as 10. It makes you wonder then why he'd want to assume that risk and come back. I understand that he's never won a ring, except it's not like he's ring chasing and jumping on with Arizona or Carolina. I get that he never walked off the field as a champion. I just don't want to see him carried off the field with a concussion. It's your life. They can rip the jersey off your back, Wes, but make sure you get down. Nobody needs to see you rattle your brain just to move the chains. I'm Jim Rome.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Truck drivers, have you considered going into business as an owner-operator? Or are you an owner-operator looking for greater revenue? Lease on to Schneider is a team owner-operator. You and your business partner, a spouse or friend, can pick your own freight and combine to rack up $235,000 in annual revenue. One truck, 2 revenue-generating drivers. That's big time. Learn more and lease on as a team owner-operator at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's home loan expert. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. I get my clients lower rates, lower payments, and I can even help get rid of that PMI. And if I'm not doing your loan, you're not getting the best deal, plain and simple. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727, or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon, valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate flooring for $2.29. Now, at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, varies by market. Installation offer valid on laminates over $1.50 a square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
What?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Really kind of what we expected. We expect a lot. You know, both Ian Kadim, even Anton got in there and busted a run for a pretty good distance. They're good players, and it means a lot to them, and glad they're on our side. Well, he's dual purpose. I mean, he can catch. The catch he made on the go route, wheel route, wide receivers have a tough time with that catch. He's explosive. He can, take short runs into longer runs. And, I thought he had a great night.
There he is, the most it guy. Provides you with more information than any coach in the NFL. That is the stepson of a Navy SEAL. He's John St. George Peterson Fox. Peterson.
George Hutchinson.
St. George Hutchinson
Fox.
Right. But he liked Ron Fox.
So he chose his name.
Screw the other stuff. I like John St. George.
Fox is a 60-year-old born in Virginia Beach, raised in San Diego, the son of a Navy SEAL.
No, Tom.
That's not true.
No, Tom.
Yeah. Is it possible that John Fox at some point is going to change his name again?
I believe it's possible. I mean, why not? Maybe find somebody else he really likes.
What if he sees a character on TV and he's watching Ray Donovan? He's like, you know what? It's all just on the name. I'm going to be John Donovan now.
I'm going to tell you something. If you're not watching Ray Donovan, you're an idiot.
Well, then I'm an
idiot. Then you're an idiot. Well, I know you are.
Maddie?
Is that right?
I can vouch for Maddie on that one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That is
Punchy Fox.
That thing is the nuts, man, Ray Donovan. Are you kidding me? That is the thing.
You asked who Greg Sparks is, the new White Sox assistant hitting coach?
Mm-hmm.
According to the official team release, Sparks is 51. He spent the last 19 seasons in the Oakland organization. He was their minor league hitting coordinator, Class AAA Sacramento hitting coordinator, Mesa in the Arizona Fall League. He was a minor league manager from 98 to 03, Class A Southern Oregon. And he appeared in 1,270 career minor league games over 12 seasons with 9 different organizations. Sparks' father, Joe Sparks, was the White Sox first base coach in 1979, managed in their minor league system, and spent 5 years as a player in the Sox minor league system. Greg was a bat boy for the Sox during the 79 season, including Disco Demolition Night.
Wow.
That's a neat little factoid.
That's an interview.
Yeah, that's
a that's an in. We need him. We need him. And see if he's going to change his name to Fox.
Just because he wants
to. Is Ron Fox still alive?
Yes. Yeah, Zach told us yesterday.
Still alive.
Zach's still alive, yes, as far as we know.
We don't know that. I haven't heard from him. Where's he at? He's supposed to be, hey.
And that Ron Fox is in the San Diego area, is in his mid-80s, and I don't know, maybe he's still kicking ass and taking names.
He might be.
Navy SEAL.
So anyway, so Sparks could become Fox, but right now he's still Sparks. But that's where we're talking to him. That's a long career already, for the love of God.
Mm-hmm. Was 51. Hey, you'd think an assistant hitting coach would be somebody who's a little younger, maybe.
And why didn't he advance? Is that what he wanted to do his entire life? Right? That's not much advancement. You're just sort of spinning your wheels there for a long damn time.
You know what that is? Baseball lifer.
Yeah, I understand. You love the game. I love the game. I absolutely love the game more than any other.
Yeah, you got to really love it.
Yeah, I don't even, I would love it that much to be, I'm not sure.
But he'd be a good interview. We'll put him on the list of people we need to talk to and see if he met Rod Fox.
They also want to change his name.
Everybody does. I'm sorry to be making fun of it, but it's not as good as the funeral home, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I got an email from my dad like yesterday. He goes, what were you guys talking about with that funeral home? What is this? What was that of not being able to find Mama? Is this? He goes, is that real?
That's a new sitcom. No, where's Mama?
That's what we had. I sent a bunch of links. I said, yes, you can't make this up. It's real. They put the wrong woman in the ground and then put the wrong woman in the casket.
That's good. Then they said, oh, wait a minute, we made a mistake. We'll go down and get her. They put the dress back out and dressed her. They brought her back up. That's not Mama either. And then they sent her down to pick
put
the
Mama
body.
In the casket.
Nope, Mama's not here. And they go, ooh, you know what I think we did? I think we buried her as somebody else.
Uh-oh.
That's a sitcom. That's a great, great story. Not great for the family, but come on now. Let's give it up for them. Oh, my God. I just
loved it.
There's stuff that, you know, with all the bad stuff that happens, with all the awful stuff, I know we should. I know, but it's not like some of it.
Wait, it's not like a fourth grader being murdered.
It's not like you entice a 9-year-old so you can, shoot him in the head 12 times.
Yeah, and then did you see that the father is selling memorial T-shirts trying to make money off of it now?
I saw it. And mother went and bought a new car.
Yeah. Oh, interesting, huh? Yeah, they raised all that money, and she said, I need myself a new car.
And she said it wasn't that money. Yeah. But she said, wasn't that money they gave her, that they were raising for the funeral?
The first thing she did, they took all the funeral funds and went out and bought a car.
What a Chrysler.
These are lovely people, aren't they? These are really just wonderful, wonderful people.
I think
people.
She bought a Chrysler 200. I think is that what she went out and
that's
bought.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they gave her, because there's a lot of money being collected. There's a lot of people who felt the sorrow and sadness.
I'd be very happy if she drove it right into the lake. That would please me. Or she can go sell it in Dixon with Ernie Banks' Lexus.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
Some news out of Dixon. They're going to auction more of those, more stuff from Rita Crunwell, who stole all that money. Yeah,
more stuff from her?
You want to know what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
I have it. Hang on.
Yes.
What
does
she have?
Yes. 150 belt buckles awarded in recognition of top finishes in horse shows.
Yep, given to Ben Carson's friends so he can't stab them successfully.
71 pieces of lovely artwork. We have decorative crystal pieces and her pink Cadillac bicycle. Yep. That's
oh my God.
And it's starting in a week. So there you go, Terry. Get online and get that pink bicycle that you've always wanted.
No, I want. Well, I was thinking about the pink bike, but I'd sure like me a nice big belt buckle. I don't have a pair of pants, but I'm sure.
Like one of those rodeo barrel racers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like a buckle. It's a buckle. But it was a buckle.
I'm telling you.
Little crap.
We were staying at a hotel in Oklahoma City where all the barrel racers were staying. They were in town for some big rodeo, and all these powerfully built women walking around with their big belt buckles on to show which rodeos they'd won. I guess that's what they get.
That's what they get.
It's a big belt buckle. And I didn't know really what was going on.
That's what they get. They get the big belt buckle.
Kind of a big deal.
Those were some very, very frisky women who were happy to be unleashed on the big city. And they were in.
Why are they just frisky? Were they eating cat food? What did
I mean?
They're frisky.
The hotel bar
looking
raucous and active. Yeah, they were happy to be
selfies.
Out of the town. Oh, this is
Zach.
Yes. No. This was more than that.
The real thing, huh?
Yeah, these are
ladies ain't from around here.
That was big city high living at the Sheraton, Oklahoma City, and they were excited. They were
getting ourselves new real town.
Yep. Yeah, you know, Matt, we should go get some belt buckles and some belt buckled women.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm single for another couple days.
Like little Dixon belt buckle pride, right here.
Yeah. Get your belt buckle and head down. Oklahoma City, they eat you alive. There's nothing left but your britches.
I won this in an auction in Lee County.
I got no damn britches.
All right, on to the update now, and the Bears are not doing anything today after they actually won a game yesterday. Jeremy Langford making his first start. He had more than 70 yards through the air, 70 on the ground. Touchdown as well. John Fox, or whatever his name is, impressed.
Really kind of what we expected. We expect a lot. You know, both Ian Kadeem, even Anton got in there and busted a run for a pretty good distance. They're good players, and it means a lot to them, and glad they're on our side.
He'll get back to work tomorrow to get ready for the St. Louis Rams. Tyo Fabaluje slapped with a 4-game suspension because of PEDs, so he will not be back until after the 49ers game coming up next month. Coming off the biggest win of the season for the Colts, bad news today with Andrew Luck being out 2 to 6 weeks with a lacerated kidney. Bulls won't play until Friday. They're practicing today after getting an easy win over Philly last night. Village of Hoffman Estates approving a new measure that would allow for a D-League basketball team to be run by the Bulls at the Sears Center. The official announcement by the team is coming tomorrow. Blackhawks practicing today with Duncan Keith getting cleared for contact. That means he might be ready as soon as this weekend. Baseball news out of the South Side. The White Sox named former Cub manager Rick Renteria as the team's bench coach. Commissioner Rob Manfred says he is hoping to play a spring training game in Cuba in 2016. And he also says that he plans on ruling or hoping to rule on the Pete Rose reinstatement case by the end of this calendar year. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on right now, and it's 3:30, so it's time for the closing bell report. Dow Jones up 27 points today to finish at 17,758. NASDAQ up 3 points to end up at 2081, and the S&P down 12 points to close at 5083. I'm Matt Riddlewald. You're listening to the...
83.
Yes, there it is. 83. I'm Matt Riddlewald.
83.
And you are listening to the Home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
Oh, we're not doing this.
Wait.
All right. Hang on. So you never do it after a Bears game. Correct, I played the drop on accident, and then you looked at me like I was an idiot, which I am.
Well, no, I thought.
Now we're surprised that we're not doing it.
I thought an editorial decision had been made on that side of the glass to do it because it's a Tuesday instead of a Monday or something. I don't know.
No, we're not doing it. Burden people with stuff. We've already burdened them with more than enough. You want more of it?
Well, I didn't know. I'm frantically searching
Ricky
around.
Renteria. I have a thousand notes at home.
Analysis of the Bears game.
Yes, in-depth Bears.
In-depth Bears analysis.
And
just continue what you were doing.
Okay, continue on. Nothing to see here. Move along. 312-644-6767 is the number. We had taken a few Bears calls about people saying, okay, yeah, that was fun. It was nice. I guess the Zach Miller thing is one of those catches. And am I the only person that remembers the Chris Gedney catch? Because I looked it up and I didn't see anything. It was a tight end out of Syracuse that the Bears had.
I remember him, yeah.
High hopes for him. And remember, he had horrible health problems. He had ulcerative colitis that made his life miserable, I guess, before they had decent treatments for it. I think they pumped him up with prednisone was all they could do. And now they know because Colitis and Crohn's Foundation, other places have done, there's been a lot of research, and it's better than it was. It's still bad, but better than it was. And he struggled with that, and he struggled to stay healthy generally. It was always something, but I just remember a one-handed diving catch in the back of the end zone. It was just top of mind when I saw Zach Miller do that. It was like the oft-injured tight end you forgot about making a huge catch for a score. And he saw it the whole way. You know, that Zach Miller kept his eye on that thing and tapped it to himself and was very pleased, actually, that they didn't have to look at it 10 times to see is the ball moving, is it not moving.
And you know, I think the biggest upset of all, one of the season, is that he's still healthy. That's not what he's been over the years. He's still active. He's still there. He's still playing. Because that's not been his recent history. He's been gone pretty quickly. And then you go, who was he again? But yeah, that play will go down. That's a terrific play. I do not remember the Chris Gedney thing. I'm sure there were other great tight end plays made. How about the clutch? Great tight end plays.
I don't have memories of...
Let me ask a question, too, and this is something I've noticed lately. And maybe it's been this way for a while. But I saw Dick on the sidelines of the Pitt-Notre Dame game.
Okay.
He never looks like he knows where he's at anymore.
I know.
Am I imagining this? No. I'm not, because I have
I think it's starting to go.
Because he was, like, around, and it's like... You're standing on a sideline. It's not a room with a view. You're standing on a sideline, on the pit sideline, of course.
And this came up in Twitter conversation last night, too. Do you think Martellus Bennett is the best tight end in Bears history? I know Ditka had some numbers, a Hall of Fame, or the whole thing, but it's just actually evaluating their play, what they're asked to do.
I mean, I think if you put, I mean, again, we're comparing across eras.
Yeah, I think I need more from him before I do it, because Ditka did it for a while, and he was pretty renowned.
I'm not saying most renowned.
But pretty, look at his numbers.
I know.
I mean, in a time when you didn't, is there any team, here's another one, Scott, I'm sorry, but this is a record that stood since the 40s. Is there any that Cutler finally broke last night, career touchdown passes for the Bears. He broke Sid Luckman's record. Is there a franchise in the NFL?
How about in sports?
That has,
I mean, there might be a baseball record.
That a
somewhere.
Record still stands. Well, you know, because Ted Williams did 406 and 41.
Accounting stat, though. Ted Williams is a percentage stat. You're talking about an aggregate stat. Accounting stat.
Accounting stat. Well, there'd be some for him. But, I mean, in any team in the NFL, any record is still held by a guy who played in the 40s.
Any counting
any of them. That was the first thing top of mind. It's like, I knew we had tied him, and I thought he would break it last week. He didn't. He got it last night. But it's like, holy crap. There's no franchise that would proudly say, we finally broke the record for touchdown passes from a guy in the 40s.
This is Andy on the Score. Hi, Andy.
Hi. I remember the Chris Gandy catch.
Yay.
I remember it because Sports Illustrated used to send, if you told them what your favorite team was, you used to get those end-of-year sort of team packages.
Okay.
And the catch was named the Catch of the Year in 1994. And that title for that catch is...
It couldn't have been 94, because I wasn't here in 94. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
That...
1994 Catch of the Year, Chris Gandy. I think it was against the Dolphins, the opposing team I'm not sure on.
All right, we will check.
Okay,
94 sounds a little early to me, but we're dealing with a fuzzy memory of something. He played for the Bears, 93 to 95, sure, okay. I thought it was 95.
Hey, Scott, he sounds like he's pretty damn sure about the catch of the year. He sounds like he's pretty sure.
He is currently the assistant athletics director for major gifts at Syracuse University.
Is that like a military thing?
Assistant AD for major, it's like major crimes.
There's no major gifts, it's major gifts.
Assistant AD for major gifts. Boy, you better produce then. Right? I mean, so, Chris, any major gifts today? I'm trying.
And once in a while, he shows up at the office.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Well, we're at the end of the month. How are we doing on major gifts?
If that's my company, I have a major gift.
Well, I got 25 grand for this. That's not major enough. That's pretty, pretty serious. Can I do medium gifts? No, that position's taken. You can only go out and get major gifts. All right.
When I hear names like that in the stories, you know, remember Who Can It Be Now?
Yes.
Loved it.
We can do Who Can It Be Now.
Yeah,
again.
I think we should do it once in a while. I think we should try it once in a while because Maddie can find people. And there's several, you know, but because the Who Can It Be Now was always a hoot. And then the guy generally was somebody that you wanted to talk to anyway. There was a good talker and you knew he was. And it always seemed to work very well. And then it died slowly.
Yeah, Maddie's typing in a lot of Babe Ruth single season records that still stand. There are a lot of those. There are a lot of single season records.
But football.
Right.
Football.
Like football counting stats.
Yeah, football counting stats. Not because I think in 75 years, the game has changed somewhat. And baseball hasn't. Baseball's still baseball. I mean, of course he's got those records. Of course they stand. I'm talking about football. Football. What teams, and there would only be a handful of them anyway that were around in the 40s, right?
But didn't we look at something ridiculous regarding Lions quarterbacking where Bobby Lane is...
Still held records? Could. Old chubby Bobby Lane and fling it around back in the day. You're right, because there hasn't been a consistent Lion quarterback up until Stafford, right? I mean, this is a guy that played a long time that was any good. They've had some, I mean, a bunch of them. Could be.
Matthew Stafford has more touchdowns than Bobby Lane. 144 to 118. But I don't know how long that lasted. That might have lasted. Well, Lane was there 1950 to 1958. You're right. Sid Luckman is going back. You're talking like the football pioneers.
Yeah, in the 40s. A football record from the 40s. Are you kidding? a football record from the 40s? You don't celebrate that. You pretend like you didn't know about it.
This is a fun stat, just to, you know, apropos of nothing. That the fewest passing yards in a season.
Yes.
The Chicago Cardinals in 1934 had 302 passing yards the entire season.
The Chicago Cardinals did.
Yes.
All right, so we can't put that on the Bears' ignominious history. That's the Cardinals. That's different tradition there. And those numbers were all erased by Jim Hart. Boston Bernstein, you're listening to The Score.
Yes, the Bears win in front of the nation on Monday Night Football. Mully here for the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Yes, the Bears beat the Chargers. Jay vanquishes his old nemesis. Keep it here as we recap the win and take a look at the next matchup, the St. Louis Rams. Long Brothers! Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
There are those who play the blues. Then there's Chicago's the electric blues legend. Buddy Guy, Saturday, November 14th at Star Plaza Theater with Quinn Sullivan, special guest of the Buddy Guy Band. A night of non-stop classics. Get Buddy's latest album, Rhythm and Blues, available now. Tickets on sale now at the box office, starplazatheater.com and Ticketmaster. Rock and roll, Hall of Fame inductee, Buddy Guy.
And for dinner, and it always becomes a last minute thing. And then you say, I wish I could eat in a more healthy fashion. And some people say, I miss cooking. I just can't get the stuff I want to sort of cook interestingly and adventurously anymore. And you're worried about the expense. You're worried about waste. Here, it's all solved. That's all taken care of right now. It's very, very simple. It's called Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook. And it's less than 10 bucks a meal. Blue Apron delivers all the fresh, natural ingredients you need, and it's just the right proportions. There's no waste whatsoever. You make simple, seasonal, home-cooked meals. The directions are crystal clear, and you don't go to the grocery store. You don't have stuff sitting in the back of your fridge for a month, and shipping is always free. So for listening, you want to try this out. You should. You get your first two meals free. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. Blueapron.com/Dan. Here's an example of something we did the other night, chicken pad ki mao, you know, the famous Thai dish, but you do it all yourself. All the ingredients are there. You poach the chicken, you shred it, you finish it in a stir fry with rice noodles and sauce and drizzle a little bit of lime juice over the top. You garnish it with that Thai basil that's got that anise flavor that's different from the regular basil. And there's rice wine vinegar. And then you're introduced to something I'd never seen called sambal oelek, which is a sriracha-like hot sauce that really tops it off. And all the ingredients are there. It's everything you need, and the instructions are simple. And the kids and I do it. The kids do the prep, and then we cook everything, and it's great. And you're not waiting for and overpaying for delivery. You're doing it yourself. You have the fun. You have the freshness. So don't wait. Check this out. Get this week's menu and your first two meals free. And you can pick what you want, by the way. If you don't eat meat, you don't have to have meat. If you only want fish, you can only get fish. So just tell them what you want, and you get it. You click right through. It's just that simple. It ships for free. Blueapron.com/Dan. You create these home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. First two meals free. Blueapron.com/Dan. Shipping is free. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, guys. It's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
So we're going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and anti-pill fleece solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Target, Fresh Thyme, or twiningsusa.com.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Staples make more happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Butler has to climb the pocket a bit. That rifle still works. Marquise Wilson on the sideline. Bears looking good for this drive to start the second half.
Jay Cutler looks good. First down. Watch him step up in the pocket. Two hands on the ball. Good timing, good location. Jay Cutler looks like a better quarterback. Fundamentally, he's bought in to some of these changes.
Six figures a game for that.
Yeah, I don't know what he's. I mean, look, you're a quarterback guy. Be more specific. I mean, what? I don't know.
He looks good. These penalties are bad.
I'm sorry. I've never liked him to begin with, but I've never really paid too much attention when he's doing a game.
That's the perfect outlook right there.
That was the worst I've ever heard. For a national broadcast, for an analyst, a guy who's a Super Bowl winning coach,
who at times does really good work, I mean, telling you why things are happening.
Oh, I miss those. I mean, like at one point, like she came in and she was like, "What are you yelling at?" Because I was like,
"Oh,
MF and this, MF and that."
Oh, you were yelling?
Oh my God, yeah. Because I'm like, tell me something I don't know. I mean, how? Like, what really got me was the outstanding coverage that Jason Verrett had the first quarter.
With their drops.
And Alshon Jeffrey when their drops. And the replay from your own broadcast shows you that he wasn't even touching Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, take the time to actually look at the replay.
And then when Verrett goes out and Williams guards him at the goal line, and Williams is like jumping backwards in the air, and he's not even close to Jeffrey. He's like, well, that's great defense there. You know, Verrett's out, and Williams comes right in. And no, that's another ball he dropped.
Yeah.
What are you watching? Like, if I can see it, and I'm stupid. I'm a dumb guy. I don't know football. And I certainly can't break it down, or I don't watch it the way a lot of guys here watch the games. I just want to be entertained or not. That's all I look for. But if I'm seeing those things, how are you not?
Yeah,
as a Super Bowl winning coach.
He's got stuff he wants to say and stuff he wants to see.
And he makes sure he gets to it no matter what.
I mean, Danny Woodhead is the greatest running back to ever play the game, apparently.
Second best.
And here's what happened to me, is that I left the sound up during halftime. I was catching up because I moved the laptop over to the coffee table so I could have sort of both things in front of me because I'm taking notes. I know I'm going to try to write something after the game. And I leave the sound up, and it's the whole Berman thing. And I had not been exposed to Chris Berman.
It's brutal.
In years.
Yeah.
She comes downstairs. She was up watching her murder shows or whatever she's watching.
Murdering people upstairs.
Watching murder shows.
How to murder her husband.
You know what? I can't blame her.
How to get away with killing
really
Dan Bernstein.
I can't blame her
that's
very
a new
much,
one at CBS.
That's what she's got
watching
little,
how-to shows.
In the area.
Shonda Rhimes brings you how to kill Dan Bernstein and get away with
she
it.
She likes that. She's got her little cave in our sitting area off the master bedroom, and she sits.
Yeah, you have her in a cave? What's up, Greg Hardy? Yeah, huh?
I call it the woman cave, and she's there. Wow. She watches like Criminal Minds and
Major Crimes.
And Major Crimes and procedurals and all this
sex
stuff.
Sex toys hanging on the walls.
I'm watching sports. Derek Rose brought him over. Yeah,
Phil Emery's there with her watching Criminal Minds.
Yeah, Derek had some extras, so you know he charged me a lot of money for him. But she comes running downstairs. I'm downstairs, and she goes, good God, what is that? And I said, what is what? And she points to the TV and goes, that?
Oh,
why
yeah.
is it so loud, and what the hell is with the noises?
He just starts screaming at you immediately.
What is he doing?
Well, here, dude, next time you watch Monday Night Football, I don't know if you will ever again this season.
I won't.
But no. If you do,
I won't. I don't.
Halftime, just flip over to the History Channel, and you catch yourself. There's some Bigfoot specials on Monday nights you can be able to watch.
Bigfoot Contessa?
No. Oh, no. That's okay. My girl.
Yeah, I know.
No, there's actually, I was watching things last night during halftime about Bigfoot. This guy captured Bigfoot or trying to capture Bigfoot. You know, it's fascinating, 20 minutes of TV during halftime.
Anything, but I can't believe it. I can't believe they still let... Why is he out there? What's he saying?
Salute to service.
But he's speaking another language.
Yes. He's like a Muppet.
Right?
I don't know why anybody...
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What? Huh? Surprised Terry doesn't like him.
But it's
peas of a pod.
Well, it really
birds
is
of a feather, my man.
Odd noises and references from the 1950s. Yep.
Wait a minute. There's no reference of the damn 1950s.
Wait, did you made a Jerry the Pacemaker stuff?
That's not the 50s.
Okay, hey.
Yeah. He's like,
let me tell you something.
Who can out-noise each other?
Let me tell you something. The smartest guy here still remains me because I don't watch him.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of DVR? Does your DVR work and you can watch it? You're at your own time, your own speed. Get rid of that dumbass.
I just changed the channel, but I halftime came up.
I forgot.
I saw him. I watched like 30 seconds of the first highlight he did, and then I went to the.
Oh, it's
History
so
channel.
Much better yeah. just to have it on record and just go through it and get what you want out of it. And to be honest with you, I went through it so fast I didn't even know he was there.
Well, that's the way to do it.
I didn't even look at halftime. I didn't even know it was there. You told me.
I hadn't seen that in years, and I couldn't believe it.
I thought everybody hated him.
They trundle him out there, and they turn the microphone on.
They bring him out on a dolly.
On the cart.
Well, I guess maybe I do.
Well, do you like Mike Tirico?
He's fine.
Okay. Maybe I do have a twin.
Mm. You guys would be great radio together.
Yeah. He'd have to be Greg Fox, though, for me to do the show.
Boars and Bernstein. Phone calls, I promise. I
know
we've been ignoring you so we could be stupid, and I apologize.
It's not fair.
Except not really, but we will take your calls, and thanks for hanging in. You got the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is a special Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Tuesday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and...
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Halioak Laminate Flooring for just $229 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halioak Laminate for $229. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim.